This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. By the way, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, and police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, not to forget about our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, The Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, Frank Sabato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge, you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, we're going to talk to the great people, the great friends, the great listeners we have up in the great state of Georgia with our affiliates up there. And let me tell you something, folks. One of the stupidest things that I think I ever thought I was going to hear happened yesterday. Never mind the video in Fulton County, but what the hell was Lynn Wood thinking about? And then Sidney Powell to boot with a ridiculous comment that they put out there about, well, don't vote.
Yeah, that's just stupidity on a graduated level. You know, the question before us is, up and above who's going to represent Georgia in the Senate is whether we have one-party rule in this country. If Joe Biden is seated, if all of the litigation fails, and it boils down to those two seats in Georgia, if we don't win both of them, we can settle with one, but it's going to cause a lot of problems with some of the people that waffle in the Senate.
Yep.
We need those two seats to suggest that someone shouldn't vote in that election as a way to protest is sheer stupidity. And it raises eyebrows. Like, I can't believe if you live in the state of Georgia, now is your clarion call to do what's right for the country. You need to turn out. You need to make sure your friends turn out. You need to make sure that everybody votes Republican for those two Senate races on January 5th. You've even got ex-Democrats in Georgia who have said that their party's moved away from them, who are begging people to make sure that they vote Republican because they know that if one party rule in this country will end it as we know it, the Great Reset will happen, the new Green Deal will happen, the courts will be packed, we will lose the filibuster. You'll never see another Republican president ever again, ever. So this is all hands on deck, not protest or don't vote. Sheer stupidity, and I question the intellect of both of those people for suggesting it.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that, and I've had some calls tonight from Georgia, so they're definitely agreeing with you there. But the other thing is, then we had this video in Fulton County showing the ballots. There were three ballot boxes that came out from underneath the table after everybody was told to go home at about 10:35 at night on election night. And out came three ballot boxes from underneath a table to be counted. And why do you suppose they would do that after they shoot everybody else out, including the media?
Well, it's because nefarious things were happening.
Sure.
There's no secret about that. And this Gabriel Sterling, who's an election official there, who's coming out reprimanding the President of the United States for daring to call out, he should resign immediately.
Yeah.
That was unheard of. We've got a problem with some of the Republican election officials all the way up to Secretary of State in the state of Georgia.
Yep.
When you've got things like this that are documented on video, and obviously they saw this before it even hit, but they knew it.
Sure.
You know, you have an obligation to your constituents, to the people of Georgia, to make sure that the election is on the up and up, because the ballot box is sacrosanct. So when you've got people, you know, and this Sterling guy and Ratzenberger, they've all said, well, you know, those are ballot boxes. There's nothing nefarious happening here. You're not supposed to be doing any of that without observers present.
No.
So there's everything wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's illegal in the state of Georgia. They should be prosecuting these people. Mm-hmm. Not saying don't worry about it, let's just move on. There is no moving on from this.
Nope. You are so right on with that one. It's not funny. And again, we saw it. I mean, the video is there. You can't assume anything. You got eyes. You got ears. You saw what happened. You saw what was done. You saw how the thing was set up. Then you saw everybody being sent away, and they took those ballots, and they turned around and put them in another part of the room and counted them.
You know, Matt, we are being asked by not only the media, but elected officials in several states to not believe what we're seeing and to trust them and believe them, that we don't know what we're looking at.
Yeah, right.
There's enough evidence from five states that this election was not only stolen, but done in a very overt, pompous, and arrogant manner.
Yeah.
And to say don't believe it, that's incredible.
Hold that thought. And, folks, I did work in an election years ago. I worked with George W. Bush when he ran against John Kerry just to find out what the election was all about. I saw a lot of this stuff, but I didn't see what I've been seeing going on in Fulton County, Georgia. Unfreaking believable. We did it right. We did it right. And we went out of our way to do it right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And you know, the brand new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. I went for a test drive over the weekend in a brand new 2021 Rogue when I was up there at Newport Richey, and I'll tell you what, the new Rogue just about drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had four in the last 5 years from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service when you shop at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchased, a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. And remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here at Moss Nissan, where they have over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for if the other dealerships don't. And for you folks in Georgia and Alabama, Mississippi, Panhandle of Florida, all around Florida that come to see Moss Nissan, remember, they've got the You Serve, You Save program, where they put pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal, too. Nissan stores are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Visit the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. All right, Frank Silvato's back with us from Underground USA. We have a question, Frank, from Eric. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it's important to hold to party rule, et cetera, and Republicanism is the way to go. But if it's important to hold Republicans in a majority, why then are they working so hard in the background to subvert anything and everything having to do with America First?
great question and an answer probably a lot of people won't like to hear, because there are progressives and globalists on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
And they are out, and they are out for the elite class that they have entered into. You don't see people getting into politics with six-figure salaries that are supposed to also cover some of the office expenses that you have in Washington.
Correct.
Coming out as millionaires after stints of maybe 6 or 8 years. That means something wrong is happening.
Yeah,
you know, it just don't automatically get to be a millionaire because you went to Congress.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we really should be adhering to, and Washington told us this in his farewell address, beware of factions in government, they will be the end of the republic. We shouldn't be being Republican or Democrat when it comes to legislating. That's how you get elected. We should all have fidelity to the Constitution once we're elected. That doesn't happen at all. You know, very few people. You see people like Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, a few of the other ones who, you know, hey, man, that's not constitutional. That's the way everybody should be thinking up on the Hill. We shouldn't be thinking, we need more Democrats than Republicans. We need more progressives than Democrats. We need more. Everyone should be saying, okay, the R and the D are checked at the door. Let's have a debate. Is this constitutional? Does this have fidelity to our constituencies? They don't do that anymore. So, Eric, it's because progressives and globalists exist on both sides of the aisle.
Now we got
it. We're not doing America first.
We got an email from Randall in Georgia. He's saying Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell's point was to motivate Georgians to vigorously petition the Secretary of State to call off the 5th January election until the Venezuelan Chinese voting machines are thrown out and replaced by paper ballots folded and stuffed in a box with fingers dipped in ink. The ballot boxes need to be guarded by National Guardsmen, locked and loaded. They asked the question of why to vote in another rigged election, demand an honest election. This was their point. Of course, they also don't think that Perdue and Loeffler are the best candidates either, but that's merely their personal opinion, and that's from Randall up in Georgia.
And I'll take the guard the ballot box. I agree with Randall on that. I disagree with their point. Their point was very poorly stated then.
Yeah.
You don't tell people not to go vote. I don't care what the reason is. In an election, if you want to protest something, you go and you take your ballot and you don't cast it. So that you went to the polls, you took your ballot, you didn't mark something, and you put it in. That's how you protest vote, because they have to count the ballots. You don't show up. Their idea about let's boycott this and enforce this, do you think the Democrats would have given a damn?
No.
Do you think that the election officials who are running interference for Joe Biden and the progressives would give a damn? They would go forward with the election. Democrats would win overwhelmingly. Republicans would be protesting and going to court, and it would get before somebody who would a federal judge who would say, "No, that's you guys didn't show up at the polling place."
Yeah.
Too bad. So sad. You can't do that. And when you have an electorate where there are certain portions of the demographics who have the attention spans of a gnat hitting a windshield, and they hear, don't go vote, we're protesting, and this is from somebody who they see as related to Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the president told me not to go vote. We all know these kinds of people. So, no, you never utter those words. If their point was to say we need to force something other than the election, they stated it very poorly. And if that's how they're arguing the cases before the courts, we're in trouble.
Yeah, that's true, very true. And the other thing is, when you talk about what's going on up in Georgia, and I'm not trying to pick on the people in Georgia. That's not what I'm doing. I think there's some of the greatest people in the world. But, you know, you got to get this right up there. They got to get this right.
You know, and again, I'm not disagreeing with Randall. As a matter of fact, I'm absolutely agreeing with him.
Yeah.
You should have National Guardsmen guarding those ballots from this point forward.
You bet.
And that should be the status quo in every election in every state from now until forever, because you can't trust the people who have been appointed.
No, not
election officials.
No,
they can't.
Not when they pull three ballot boxes out from underneath a damn table with a cloth over it. Jeez.
When you look at people, and this happened in every questionable state, that were denying observers from watching the process, which is mandated by law, the second that happened, the election should be void. It should be, that's it. You've breached the election law. That's it.
We have a comment from one of our listeners down in Bradenton, Heather. She's saying, what does it matter if they just cheat and steal it from us anyway? That's why they said don't vote, because our vote doesn't matter. Well, our vote does matter, and it's up to us to make sure it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who's advocating for not going to the polls is dead wrong. Dead wrong. This is a time to actually make sure everybody votes. You need to win so overwhelmingly that they can't steal it. And the first thing you can do is make sure they don't keep counting for 2 weeks after the election. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, is that, okay, we know the total that we have to beat. We're just going to keep counting until we find the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, instead of saying don't vote, how about you put so much pressure on the Secretary of State and the election officials and so much sunlight on them that they can't even go to the bathroom without the press being there?
Mm-hmm. By the way, I believe there's another Trump car rally going on somewhere here in Tampa over the weekend. You might want to check with the Tampa South Republican Club. I think they're getting together with another group. They're going to come up out of Bradenton. They're going to come up, drive around Tampa, and then head back down over the Skyway Bridge. That's quite a sight when you see it. I saw it a few weeks ago. It was 6 miles long.
Well, the rally should circle election officials in freaking Georgia.
There's an idea.
That's what it should do.
Yeah, there's an idea,
you know,
for sure.
Because if these people are allowed to just go through the motions the way they did last time, they're still using Dominion machines.
Yeah.
So if the machines were actually part of the problem, well, you're just going to have the same problem. That's like saying, we're going to do an audit of the vote. Mm-hmm. Audit of the vote does nothing unless you've got the envelopes. And they threw the envelopes away.
Well, we talked about Georgia. We talked a lot about that. And, of course, I don't want to forget our friends up in Michigan and let them think like they're the Lone Ranger. But what on God's earth are they thinking when Governor Whitmer comes out and says, well, you know, I'm thinking about extending the three-week closure for longer because we got to really take care of this. And this is the way to do it. What the hell? You just want to bankrupt the whole state?
You just had a study by Johns Hopkins University that social media is trying to expunge. It says when you look at the numbers, they've taken numbers away from heart disease and everything else.
I know.
And added the numbers to COVID. There is no jump in deaths.
Okay.
So how much plainer does that have to be?
And let me tell you something real quick before we run out of time. I was in the doctor's office this week for a different reason, and people were in there with respiratory problems being caused by wearing face masks.
Yes.
Jesus.
So, you know, if you can't see that governors like Whitmer and Newsom are doing this to control you, you better recheck your stuff at the door.
Yeah. All right. Well, Frank, I'll talk to you on Monday. I'm sure we're going to be talking about Georgia, but go get them up there, Georgia. Get out there and vote.
Absolutely. Stay low, my friend.
Thank you very much. Frank Silvato, our good friend from undergroundusa.com. Coming up, our attorney friend, Amanda Mackey. She's got some thoughts on all of this, too. You know, you can't just sit in your butts, folks. It's time to get out there and do something. I'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's election fraud claim gains more traction. Newly released security footage of State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, shows that poll monitors and media were told counting was done and sent everyone home on election night. Four workers stay behind to count ballots, at times pulling out numerous suitcases containing ballots from underneath desks.
Look at the ladies in yellow. You'll see that they will begin just sitting still, doing nothing, ostensibly not working, because after all, they said they're going to stop counting. They will wait until the witnesses over there in that roped-off area, the press and the observers, leave the room. Then you'll see them move into action and begin scanning ballots.
The video can be seen on YouTube. Governor Brian Kemp, the Georgia Republican, said Thursday that new testimony and these videos has raised additional questions and a signature audit should be performed. The votes were allegedly counted for hours with no election supervisors or monitors present. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. And don't forget, you can call them 24-7 at the following number, 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And Farrah and Farrah is the website. Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, so farrahandfarrah.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. I'm telling you, you're going to be glad you did, because they really know what they're doing, and they help a lot of people out. Speaking of helping people out, we have Amanda Mackey here. And Amanda, you've been very busy traveling all around the countryside working with the Republicans on this voting debacle we've had going on, right?
I have. I was in Wisconsin last week during Thanksgiving, so they had a 1 week, actually it went about 10 days in two counties. They had a recount, Dane County, where Madison is, and Milwaukee County. And so we were there. The attorneys were overseeing, you know, what was happening on the ground and how we were objecting to ballots. And we objected to ballots, and we ultimately filed suit in state court on Monday. It went to the, we filed in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. yesterday, they rejected hearing it, but only to say that it should be heard in a state court. So they didn't reject it on its merits, only on its jurisdiction. So they said that it should be filed in a federal court, not state court. So,
and it went to an appeals court, did it not, a federal appeals court?
It went to a federal, I believe, a federal district court for the District of Wisconsin. So, okay. Either way, it's in federal court now. So the Trump campaign has filed the lawsuit in federal court. So, you know, one thing that I want really the listeners to know is that when we go up there and you hear, oh, the recount was the same number and Trump spent $3 million to just basically get the same number of votes. Well, obviously, it's a recount, so the numbers aren't going to change, mm-hmm. but what ballots were included will change based on the fact that some should have been excluded in the instance of, you know, Wisconsin, if they had cured the ballots, for example, if they were indefinitely confined, which meant they couldn't leave their home, they couldn't go to vote, they had to actually have an application for that. And a lot of these people ended up on Facebook. They were going to work. They were throwing birthday parties. They were doing stuff, but they filed for this conditional provision, which, why did they do that? Because it didn't require identification.
Yeah.
So all sorts of things that we, you know, ferreted out and we put in a lawsuit. So anyway, that's the injunctive relief was to not count the 20 electoral college votes before segregating all those votes, all those ballots that we believe should be segregated. So this is why it's really important to have volunteers, talking about Georgia coming up on the horizon. This is why it's important that we have our people monitoring what's happening so that if we do have to go to court or file, we have the ability to say, look, we objected to X thousands of votes. We objected to this on these grounds. And then we would have legal claims. And so I encourage everyone listening, if you want to help right now, the battleground is Georgia. We have two Senate seats that are going to determine if Kamala Harris, should Biden preside, become president, Kamala Harris will preside over the Senate. She will be the tie-breaking vote for the Democrats if they get these two seats if the Democrats pick up in Georgia.
Yep.
She will pass the tie-breaking vote. So it's very important that we have people out in Georgia helping out.
Now, I got to ask you about Georgia because you brought it up. Georgia's Governor Kemp is not requiring his Secretary of State, but he's urging his Secretary of State do a signature audit after the smoking gun surveillance video emerged. I saw that video and I literally dropped the soft drink I had in my hand when I first saw it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And when I saw those ballot boxes come up underneath that table, I went, my God in heaven, there it is.
Wow. It's, you know, the video footage is there. And, you know, there is all types of speculation. And the only way to address that is to investigate.
Yep.
And I think that's what we need to see an investigation happen, because people are now going to be saying, what is going on in Fulton County? What is happening here? Because we're seeing it with our own eyes. This is not some, you know, random thing that people are saying. There's something on video. And, you know, the video is small. I can't see it exactly. So I can't say, oh, I saw this or that. But based on what I'm hearing, the voiceover of the video, this is something that needs to be investigated. But this is exactly, you know, just on the lines of what President Trump is trying to really push, is that we have got to get, in particular, I'm going to identify four states, the state of Wisconsin, state of Pennsylvania, the state of Michigan, and the state of Georgia, because of four cities in those states, to include Atlanta, to include Milwaukee, to include Detroit, to include Philadelphia. And those cities are known, and Atlanta's a newcomer, but, you know, these cities are known for widespread issues, let's put it that way, of voter fraud. And so this is why it's really important that we clean up the laws. So, for example, in Wisconsin, if you have same-day voting, that could be an issue if people can just go in and say, oh, yeah, here's where I am. I'm in Georgia now. And that's, of course, what we're seeing the Democrats promote is getting people to actually move to Georgia to just to vote. That is illegal. Their law requires you to have the intent to live in Georgia. Of course, these voters don't have the intent to live in Georgia. They're going there to swing the vote.
And by the way, if we could do it in Florida with Palm Beach and Broward counties, I can sure as hell do it with Fulton County in Georgia.
They can do it anywhere.
Yep.
But the issue is that, you know, Atlanta, like I said, is a newcomer. We have all these other cities in the country that we've got to address this. I mean, before the next election, we've got to address these things. And if it means we have to put together, you know, a group, a team to go in and change the laws in these states so you don't have, you know, things like indefinitely confined where someone can say, oh, yeah, you know, I can't go vote today, but I'll send in my ballot because I'm indefinitely confined, yet they're partying, you know, the night before or the week before. You know, those are the types of things that we have to weed out because we're not going to be able to weed out the fraud if we don't.
Yeah, you're right. And, folks, I'm talking to Amanda Mackey. Amanda Mackey, your last name is spelled M-A-K-K-I if you want to look her up. And do you still have the website?
Yes, I do. AmandaMackey.com. Find me on Twitter, at Amanda Mackey, and then on Facebook, Amanda Mackey.
Okay, and you've been all over the place lately. Every time I turn on the television set, I'm looking at you.
I do a lot of Newsmax lately, and others, Fox and Friends, sometimes Fox and Friends first. So, yeah, but look, this is important stuff. And, you know, as an attorney and as someone who's done a lot of election day lawyering for the past decade, you know, it's really unfortunate what we're seeing. But I'm glad that we have someone pursuing it. You know, I always say I was born in a country where, you know, voting laws are not respected, and your vote, it doesn't matter. And that's what is so wonderful about this country, and that's why so many veterans like yourself have sacrificed for that right to vote.
All right, we got about 30 seconds. I want to get a shot in here about this social media 230 thing. 40 states next week are going to file a class action suit against Facebook.
Well, the Section 230 is really, it's an antiquated law. It's part of a telecom law from 1996, back when these companies like Facebook and, you know, they didn't really exist, but, you know, these tech companies were, you know, run out of their garages and their basements. And we gave them, the federal government through statute gave them immunity, complete immunity from anything that is on, any content on their website. But in return, they are supposed to provide content neutral, not political in any way, you know, not partisan political censorship in any way. And that is the exact opposite of what they're doing. They're absolutely censoring people like President Trump. They are censoring people like Nikki Haley. They are not censoring the Ayatollah of Iran who claims that the Holocaust never happened.
All right.
So that's a really important provision that we need to. Josh Hawley of Missouri, Senator from Missouri, has legislation on that.
All right. We got it going. I'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks very much for coming on and explaining things to the folks. So take care.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Amanda Mackey, everybody. M-A-K-K-I. It's AmandaMackey.com is a website. Go there, check her out, see all the different things that she's involved with. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband, Don, are up there in Carrollton, Georgia. They run the Double D Ranch up there right now. They're out there in the barn getting everything ready, getting the horses all refreshed and rewatered and refed and all that great stuff. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning. By the way, I saw Dominic from Dominic's Blinds and Decor yesterday. He came over to Mixon's Groveside Cafe to have lunch with us, and always great to see Dominic. And remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota are located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And if you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, they'll definitely help you out. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-922. 2345, that's 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save even more money, and you might get that free box of donuts or something there that they hide in the back room. All right, our insurance quarterback from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland's on with us. Hey, Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Hey, Captain, good morning, sir, and happy Friday to you.
That too.
Big college weekend coming up, Captain. We have Ohio State playing Michigan State. You start off at 12 p.m. tomorrow. And then for the people out there in the Southwest, Oklahoma State is going to play TCU. And then Texas A&M going to be taking on Auburn at 12 p.m. So those are the three quick games to start off your wonderful Saturday. Rice will be at Marshall at 12. Syracuse will be playing Notre Dame tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. The Orange upset Notre Dame, Captain. We shall see.
Yeah, I don't think so, but we'll see.
There you go. Probably not, but anything can happen. And then also, we'll be playing Navy. It's nice to see the Armed Forces playing a little football again. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. And then West Virginia will be playing Iowa State at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Indiana and Wisconsin, big game, 3:30 tomorrow. They're ranked 12th and 16th. And this has always been a big game, Captain. Florida is going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
3:30 tomorrow.
And Rocky Top.
That's right. On the flagship station, you can catch the Florida Gator Network. And that game should be very exciting for people to tune into. I think it's going to be a good one. We shall see. Iowa will be playing Illinois. And Stanford will be playing Washington. Another SEC game. Georgia, you were just talking about good old Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia plays at 4 p.m. tomorrow against Vanderbilt.
Where's that game? Is that in Georgia?
That's going to be in Georgia, yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. That happens right behind, between the hedges, Captain, as they love to say. And then Clemson, number third ranked, plays at 7:30 tomorrow. And then the big game tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Alabama plays LSU.
Wow.
And people in the Southeast will be catching Miami and Duke at 8 also. So there'll be a little flipping back and forth for that game. So that kind of rounds out the big football weekend in college. And then, so we'll see how it all transpires here, Captain. I wish they would make more playoff teams this year because of this COVID-19 situation, but I don't think they're going to do it. I wish they would. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I got no problem with that, but what I've really got a problem with is what they're going to do with the Super Bowl, because Tampa's getting screwed, blued, and tattooed because they can only have 13,000 people in the stadium for the Super Bowl, when that is a game that traditionally brings hundreds of millions of dollars to the host city, and it's just not going to happen this year.
Well,
they built a hotel 100 yards away from me here, and I guarantee you they're not going to have 25 people in it when they have the Super Bowl. You want to bet? I'll bet you that right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping, Captain, maybe you can change this. Governor Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has said that he's not going to do a lot of mandating of things. He's going to let people live their lives. So I'm curious to see. Let's hope maybe some things change here at the first of the year, Captain. I'm hoping and praying. So that's the best thing.
Well, as it stands right now, Tampa stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars worth of revenue, even though they got the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. You bid for that. You get ready for that, and then this happens. It's just been a crazy year, Captain. One way than one. I just, hope and pray we'll get all through it. I'll go down the lineup of the NFL this weekend. The Saints will be playing the Falcons. Saints are still leading their division, so we'll see if the Falcons put it on the Raiders last weekend. So we'll see what game they come up with today. Then the Cleveland Browns are hanging in there for that. One of those final playoff spots. They're playing the Tennessee Titans, and that's going to be a big game because Tennessee's fighting for the playoff picture also. Then the Lions will be playing the Bears. That really won't have any playoff implications. The Bengals are going to the Dolphins. They're hanging on the Dolphins for that last playoff spot. Jaguars will be going to the Vikings. The Vikings are trying to make the playoffs. Colts and Texans. Colts trying to get into the playoffs, and the Texans having a rough year. Raiders and Jets. Well, that used to be a big game, Captain, back in the day. You remember that when you have Zaylor and Dylan Namath, all the big guys going at it crazy. It was pretty wild, pretty wild. But that team's not going to mean much. The Raiders are still hanging in there, but they're going to have to win out now, I think, to make it. And then in the 4 o'clock games, Captain Giants and Seahawks, Rams and Cardinals, and the Patriots at the Chargers. And then the big one's going to be the Eagles at the Packers. The Eagles still have a shot to win the NFC East. And then your Sunday night game is going to be the Broncos against the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is just playing great football for Kansas City, so we'll see what they can do. Then we're going to get 2 Monday night games, Captain, for the people to know. The Washington football team will be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers at 5 o'clock and then at 8:15. The Buffalo Bills will be playing the 49ers. And then they move the Ravens
okay.
game.
All right, we're running out of time, so that's about it. Okay. The Bucs have got the week off.
Yeah, sure. They're off in the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's Captain, thank you as always. God bless you and the audience, and have a safe weekend.
All righty. That's Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Catch his program, The Sports Zone, Sunday mornings on my flagship station here, 11 a.m.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
All right, and that's Patrick Hyland. And, of course, we call him the insurance quarterback because of that. All right, to the telephone lines, good morning. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Boss, this is a high-tech legend. This is a high tech. Remember that in Georgia when Clarence Thomas had the high tech lynching. Donald Trump won Georgia. Donald Trump won Pennsylvania. Donald Trump won Michigan. He won Wisconsin. He won Nevada. He won Arizona. Pull your contracts from those states. If you're doing anything, pull your contracts. Those states are corrupt. Pull your contracts from those states. Don't do no business with those states until the state legislatures get off their butts. And recertify Donald Trump the rightful winner. Don't buy no products from those states. Don't do no business with those states. Because the people have it made. The state legislatures go in there and do the right thing and overturn the corrupt Supreme Courts of those states. Pull all your contracts and don't do no business with those states and let those businesses go to the ground until the state legislatures go in there and do the right thing. Donald Trump wanted a landslide, and remember when Gruber
okay.
the Supreme
gotta
Court
go. Gotta go, gotta go.
Donald Trump wanted a landslide.
All righty. Well, I got to go because we're out of time, and that's all there is to it. That's the end of the weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, don't forget to see if you can help out our friends at Heart for Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon. You can go to the website, theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, or letstalkfaith.com, or give them a call at 888-444-8068, 888-444-8068, and just click on the banner on one of our websites because 100% of your donation right now through the end of the year goes to Heart for Lebanon. And, of course, that's because of what happened there with the terrible, terrible, terrible bombing they had this year on top of the COVID-19 and every other thing that's gone on there. We want to try to help these people as best we can. So 888-444-8068. See if you can help them out. All right. I'll be back tonight on the weekend show, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Plenty, plenty, plenty of stuff to talk about today for sure. And a whole bunch more coming tonight. Guarantee you, it's not going to go away. You got to find out what the hell went on in Georgia and make sure it never happens again. You people up here in Georgia, get off your butt, get out there, and do the right thing. I'll see you all tonight on a weekend edition. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. All about America. God bless.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.